Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Renho from Family First. Am I speaking with Zachary Starkey?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Hi, I'm calling from the Home Care Agency. I'm following up. I wanted to ask you if you would like us to start looking for a caregiver so you can resume services.
So I can resume them. You stopped them illegally, first of all. Who am I speaking to today?
Hi, this is Orangel.
What is your name?
Orangel,
One
Orangel.
second. One second. I'm just waking up. I want you to
Okay, that's
understand something. I want you to understand something. These people continue to violate my HIPAA law. They called
right.
me to see if I want to resume services. They should have never stopped the services that was in place. You had no reason to stop them from the beginning.
Okay.
Wait, give me a second. I want to give me a pen so I can write your name
Yeah, I'll
down.
listen to you, sir. No worries.
You know what? This is the thing about it. You say no worries. What about the gentleman before you? Where's he at, Jose? You see, they keep doing the same thing, my friend. All these agencies, they keep doing the same thing. So it's a pattern with this matter here. You let my daughters go illegally. I'm in long-term care. I want to explain this to you. I'm in long-term care for the rest of my life because of my spinal cord injury. This insurance, Community Health Choices, they know my condition. But yet they keep giving me bull crap on my civil rights here over and over, time and time again. So the point I'm making to you, they violate my HIPAA law over and over. They stop my services many times. Stop my services, my friend, illegally. Over and over. The same thing I explained to you, I explained to Mr. Jose. So now he's a no-show. I don't hear nothing from him. But I didn't explain to him the very first time when he called me. When he called me the first time, just like you calling me today for the first time, I explained to him the problems I'm having with this insurance. The very first time I spoke to him. So he's sitting in this agency. He know my matters. I explained everything to him. So he's a cover-up for all the complaints I give him, and he want to give me unsatisfactory retribution this way. You understand me today? Let me make sure you understand. So they violate my civil rights. They violate the law of my well-being. They've been criminal to my health care. Criminal, my friend. Criminal to my health care. You know, back in 2007, 2008, I had to sue because they couldn't present to the judge my disability when it was on paper for Social Security. Right? What's wrong with people? So from the beginning, I had to sue to get involved with the agencies for long-term living and the waiver program. I had to sue for that when I shouldn't have to. What's wrong with people, man? Okay, so the judge knew when I got into the court and I explained to the judge exactly how long I've been on disability, 20 years before the date we got in court. Listen to my point. 20 years before the date we got in court, I was disabled. So when the judge seen the paperwork, she threw it out in 2 minutes. You understand? So people are not presenting the right of way for my well-being. Okay, so I'm in the waiver program, and I've been in this program since 2009, 2010. But they violate this application over and over. You see, everybody's involved here, long-term living, everybody. I made these complaints to all the people I was supposed to make it to. So every matter's been happening. So Mr. Jose, even the person before him, see, this is the thing about it. They change over to all you people. They change my Social Security number to a lot of people before involving me. See, everybody sharing my information out there. It's illegal. They, you know, I'm not supposed to be on the phone with you, so you had to call me through Community Health Choices. Right. So those people can't get it right with Community Health Choices. And Keystone
Sir,
First,
I have a
too.
question for you.
I'm listening.
Yeah, did you try explaining to your insurance, because they were the ones that hold the services, these things that you're telling me right now? Because, I mean, if we receive a whole notification from the insurance desk, we are going to do. And right
well,
now they told
well,
us that
just,
we can
just,
find
just,
you
just,
someone else, but, I mean...
No, I want the same people who was taking care of me. That's my family. It wasn't nobody from the agency.
Okay,
so,
and do you have, like, someone else, another family that can work for you?
What about the same one who was working for me? What's the
at
problem
the moment,
with that?
At the moment, it is your daughter, right, you said?
My stepdaughter, yes.
Stepdaughter. She cannot
work. This is my
work.
Family. Excuse me?
She cannot work right now due to an overlapping on the shifts. A notification we received from the insurance. That's why I'm asking you if you spoke with them already.
It's no epidemics. Listen, y'all talk to the, okay, who were the people who spoke to you today? I spoke to them already.
Okay.
There's no, what overlapping we talking about here? Because it's the first time I'm hearing it. So if we clock in, then they're supposed to talk to me. They're not supposed to talk to my daughter. She got to clock in with me. There's no app overlapping. Maybe, I don't know what they're talking about. What are they talking about overlapping?
That's why it seems that the current that your well stepdaughter has been working in two different agencies and there is overlapping the clock in and outs on the times. That's why I'm asking if you spoke with them about that.
They gave Mr. Jose the other hours. Come on, man. Is this what this is about? When they already verified to you all, they asked you all that they get it in notary that they work 7 hours. Come on, are you kidding me? They're not clocking in. Come on, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you, sir. Like,
well, he should explain that to you. Why are these people not explaining it to you?
No, Jose. It is the insurance.
Okay, it's the insurance. This is the thing.
That's why I'm calling you.
That's why you're calling me. Okay, well, Jose. Well, why Jose not on the phone telling me this? Where is he at? When everything's been explained to him already.
My
daughters don't even want to work for this insurance anymore. But I know I got the right to get them reinstated because this is all bullcrap. There's no overlapping nothing. Let me say something. Everything I explained to you, I explained to Mr. Jose. This insurance has been criminal. This insurance want to do everything because I have so many complaints against them. You know what I do? I go public, and then we get rid of the whole matter with everybody. Because it's time that I bring attention to everything, with my attorney general, everybody. It's time that I bring attention to it. My DA, how criminal this insurance been. There's no overlapping. So they call me to assist me. They call me to assist me, right? With who? With you? And then you want me to have somebody from your agency work for me? And your agency
actually, not really from the agency. If you have someone else, we can
Right. So you know what though? Who they think been helping me since the days they we're not clocking in? Who they think helped me now since the days they not be able to clock in? Are they crazy? You understand my point? Who they think be helping me now? That even though they're not clocking in now, there's no overlapping here. Let me say something to you, and I want you best understand this. I'm in long-term living. I'm eligible for a nursing home. Are you following me? I've never been in a nursing home. I'm eligible to be in it. If I don't get the round-the-clock help I need, that's where I'm going to be. Don't mess with me with the hours that my family take care of me. They take care of me past the hours that they help me. You understand? They take care of me past those hours, too. It's not just at that time. They take care of me all the time. I can't work, man. I can't hardly walk. They take care of me. Everybody know this. Let me say something. Y'all got the diagnosis of my medical condition there. And y'all should know there's no overlapping. Let me explain something to you. And I'm going to explain it to you like I explained to Mr. Jose. This is about their management. These people have been, I got complaints in about this insurance not sending people to my house with the right identification. This is what this is about. They want to cover it up in every aspect of the real matter here. You know, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Jose, you know why they passed it to you? Because I told him I want to make sure I put his name public too, that I spoke to him about the issues.
Well, that's completely fine. I'm his supervisor. Or...
Say that one more time. So you know who he is, right?
Yeah, I'm his supervisor.
You're his supervisor. So what happened? What was his default to me? To not make me aware.
I was following up as per the insurance and wanted to confirm if you wanted us to send someone as per protocol. But yeah, it seems that just want your grant, to be your aid. Or
you want my grant? You want to? She's reinstating her. That's what you're saying to me, right?
Sorry?
Because they should have never stopped her. That's the bottom line. I want to let me. I need to lay down soon. I'm going to explain something to you for a couple of minutes. The spinal cord condition is terrible. You know, I sit up whenever I can. I sit up in my chair. I walk whenever I can. I need supervised walking a lot, but I like to walk, try to walk to be independent. But when I walk independent, I fall. So I do need someone with me when I walk. I understand that now. They keep disregarding my disability here. You understand? I have my spinal cord condition from the top of my neck to my buttocks. I need that assistance getting help in here, cleaning my home, my dishes done, all the extra help I need. You know the people I pay for to help bring stuff in this house, people who I have trying to clean up in front of my property because I can't get out there and do it. You know, the point I'm making is my disability is forever, but this insurance know I'm eligible for a nursing home. I got the paperwork to prove it. Let me tell you the big lie they said to me. They told the state I was in a nursing home since 2023. They told the state that. I never been in there. Why they make a lie like that and tell the Department of State I was in a nursing home and it caused my services to be stopped? It's illegal. See, the problem is with Community Health Choices. They the corpus of all this madness going on. She had every right to be in place. If they come in and take care of me, you got to understand something. They got intermissions at homes too. My daughters live not even 2 mile radius from me. All my daughters, my grand, 2 mile radius less from me. And not only my daughters, my granddaughters take care of me. They shop for me. You understand? This community know my family well. They know what they bring in and out of this house and come being with me. The point I'm making is, man, this is not about my children. This is about me. This is about me. And this is showing knowing. I got so many complaints. Okay, you call them today. You ask them, do they want me to go public about any matter I've brought to them or any matter they know about? They want to cover up everything they've done wrong. They supposed to never eliminate her because of hearsay, because when Jose, he called me 1 o'clock. They clock in from 7 to 3. Like, he called me 1 o'clock. I'm waking up. Okay. So my daughter's not here at the time, but I got a note on my table. You understand? I know she's coming right back. But they got other things to check out, too, but they got to take care of me. So this would be the same thing if I was in a nursing home. I don't want to lay in a nursing home bed and the goddamn people walking by me every hour and don't check on me. They want to call something fraud. They're not the one with the disability. They don't take care of me. I need the care I get because I don't want to be in the nursing home. That's the bottom line. You see? Because if I don't get this round-the-clock care with them in and out and checking and being with me and things like that, I want to be in a nursing home, my friend. I don't want that. So I receive the care that I think is appropriate for me being in my home and being independent. I have so much paperwork that was falsified, but this is my assessment on the 25th of last year, 8/11/2025. I'm going to explain this to you really quick. The management sends people to my home. They can't verify who they are. You understand my point? The management who's probably supervising whatever's going on right now, right? Understand this here. She don't know how long the service coordinator been a service coordinator they sent to my home. The service coordinator don't know how long she's been a service coordinator, but they sent her to my home. The service coordinator says she's been a service coordinator for 6 years. Management says she's been a service coordinator for over a year. Somebody's lying to me. So if the management don't know how long her service coordinator that she sent to my home been a service coordinator, who are the people they sent in here? So management tells me they can't, they don't need identification to come in here. The insurance, Keystone Community Health Choice Insurance says that they don't need identification to come in my home. Well, I got a letter from the Department of State. It says that no one's supposed to enter, no one's participant home without the proper credentials. They showed me none. They better not forget my caregivers were here that day they come for the assessment. They better not forget my house got the pictures of them when they come here. That's the point I'm making here. I want to lay down, man. I got one of the directors from this insurance calling me today. One of the directors are calling me today from this insurance. You know why? Because they don't want me to go public. She called me yesterday, but I was too ill. I was laying down already because I had no one here. You know, I was, you know, at certain times, and especially with this matter going on. Everybody's liable. Everybody's doing the wrong thing towards this door here. You know, I just talked to that service. You know, I want to get rid of him too, legally, too. Because it's always after the fact with these people. Always after the fact. They've been illegally investigating me for a long time, since 2020. I want to clean this up real quick. They stopped my services twice, including this year now. They really stopped them illegally. The insurance. But they didn't tell the state I'm in the hospital or anything this time. But whatever they mentioned to y'all is illegal. There's no investigation, nothing. For what? Right? So, you know, my daughters are liable to y'all, okay? So we understand that today. That's the bottom line. They know that all the verified, the hours they can verify and improve it, so what's the problem? Well, what is the problem? I don't understand. I want to sum this up to you. You still there, my friend?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. I want you to be a good listener and understand my point. Hate ain't going nowhere, man. I understand the hate on my door. I understand. I want you to know that today. I understand. I forgive anyone with the hate. You know why? Because I'm a child of God like you, and I'm a man of prayer. You know, I know you probably know me in some way before you even called me. You understand my point? I know you know me in some way before you called me. It's okay, though. But people got to understand what God used and showed them. I'm a man of prayer every day. So I see everything God showed me. But I'm a man of prayer. And that goes for anyone that know God. They're going to show you. But people don't pay attention to what God showed them. But I learned to pay attention to what God showed me. And he showed me how this world is. Just like my mother taught me, just like my grandmother taught me, they dead and gone. Just like they taught me when I was a little bit stubborn and didn't understand and didn't want to listen, didn't understand and didn't care. But now I do. I care and I understand that people will bring their own hate for what they don't have. I learned that because they taught me that. It's a good thing because they taught me that. But don't get me wrong. I never been in jail for nothing. I have no criminal history. So I learned from them not to get in trouble, to be good. The point I'm making is I understand the hate on my door, and I accept it. But people have to move on in their life. You see? They have to move on in their life and stop standing in front of other people's life when they can't help them out. because I helped these children throughout this city here for 38 years. You know, and that's between me and God. Not even between me and you and God. It's between me and God because he already know. The point I'm making today, the bigotry and the hatred and the jealousy and the envy that people do, they had really been violating my civil rights a long time. So many complaints with this insurance. But see, this is the thing. I've been humble. I've been gracious about it. All this time, and you know, with this insurance, all the things they've been doing. You understand? My family, when I became disabled, my family always took care of me. It's a good day, my friend. I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing. But we owe God. Thank you. That's what we owe. We owe God. Thank you. And I pray every day my family thank God, too. I teach them. I teach them to do so. You know, and everybody that woke up today should thank them. Because this day not fully promised to you or to me either. Enough is enough, man, with the wrongdoers. Can't people see what's going on in this country with this president, this administration, all the things he's cutting, the way these people of this political cycle or what they're doing, these wars breaking out? Is everybody paying attention, man, to the hunger? Every city, every country, all these children who need stuff. They building, they making all these bombs, killing people, and all the money they're spending across the world. And the people suffering right here in America, too. South Africa, everywhere. And but don't forget now, the people in place who got the power, they are the ones who are doing wrong. Some of them. So when you got these people in place who are doing wrong, the country don't care because they do wrong, too. This whole administration has been criminal to the American people. The point I'm making is I'm supposed to have I got the right to pick who I want to take care of me. This agency or any agency ain't going to be able to take care of me the way my family take care of me. They're going to cook for me 24/7, you know, and prepare stuff for me day in, day out to have ready for me, you know. I mean, think about that. It's about to be done here with my disability. They're going to come and help get me bathed, make sure I get dressed. I get dressed. I bathe myself partially. I have chairs to sit on while they do other parts of my body on certain days when I can. So it's a lot to do here. The point I'm making is I'm in independent care. And thank God, man, I'm not in a nursing home. So these people, you know, it's a shame they even labeled me that way, like I was in a nursing home somewhere. This has been ungrateful, unlawful mismanagement from this insurance, period, on every aspect there, on every aspect. Mr. Jose said she couldn't work no more. He can't fire her. Me. It's up to me, not him, not to you. If I'm satisfied with the work that I'm getting, I'm okay with it. The only thing I'm saying, man, people have been illegal on this door. I forgive them. But I want what's right for me. I don't want to be in a nursing home. I don't want this insurance lying on me saying I was in a nursing home. You know, with this bogus stuff here, ain't no damn fraud here. They take care of me. And you know, why are you explaining to me about what Mr. Jose should explain to me about what hours? So they haven't called me about it. No one called me about it from this insurance, right? So who's lying about what? Because no one called me from this insurance about nothing. When I explained to my coordinator, you know, and he's not going to be my coordinator long, too, because he's inconsistent, too. Because I've been gave him the information to get to the appropriate people about the hours.
The insurance representative said that he was going to contact you. So maybe it was the person ringing right now. So
he was going to call me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, my friend, it's a good day. I got the right to put in place who I want. They should have never did what they did. That's the bottom line. You understand? Now, I want to see if they still want to work now because they're so frustrated about the matter. You understand? And then if I decide, and this is the thing about it. Do they know how often my kids stay in over here? They stay in over here, too, to help me. A lot of days they stay in. You understand? The point I'm making, man, is, you know, whoever I had in place with me was right for me and my family. You understand? I want to see if they want to work anymore. It's really up to them. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I want to say this before God and me. My daughter told me 2 years ago, Dad, go public about these people, the way they treat you. 2 years ago, she told me. I said, no, let's give them a chance, you know, get it together. And then she still said, Dad, you should go public, Dad, you should go public. I don't like the way they're treating you. I want to talk to them today. I want to see how they feel, okay?
That's fine, sir.
I mean,
the number
you called me on, that same number?
This is from the home care agency.
Right. Let me give me a second.
Maybe those are.
No, that's not them. I'm gonna
I can give you a phone number I have here.
Say that again.
I can give you the phone number for a service coordinator.
For my service coordinator.
Yeah, you have that phone number. Or you want me to give it to you?
No. I want to record your number. This is the number to contact you on, the one you called me on.
Oh, yeah. This is my phone number.
Okay. Let me say one more thing. So I'll record this. I don't have to get up because I can't get up right now. I don't got no pen around. I'm by myself right now. The point I want to say. I appreciate you. I appreciate speaking to you.
Okay.
We must understand we can't help our people perceive people. It's okay, and people have to understand it. A lot of people are angry, man. They're angry about things that don't belong to them.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame. And this is what my grandma, they taught me when I was a kid. I'm 65, man. I can't work no more. I haven't worked since I was 24, my friend. 24. That hurts me. I haven't mixed cement and did welding since I was 24 because of this injury. That hurts, man. This injury took a lot away from me, a lot of my abilities, my knowledge, my finesse, and a lot of my artistry, my workmanship. You understand? So people don't know what people go through. This took a lot away from me. Falling, getting knocked down 50 feet off a scaffold. Hey, man, I thank God I'm here. And the thing about it, I wasn't thanking him then when he saved me a long time ago. But he know I thank him every day now. You understand? I didn't thank him when I was falling, man. And then my injury today, my friend, is not because of me. It's the negligence of someone else. You see, they have all this information on film of my spinal condition since my early 20s. But it got worse, man. I'm older now. I'm not 24 now. You understand? So everything breaks down eventually. Spinal cord injury. You know, from C2 through T7, the point I'm making is one day I walk a little, one day I walk a lot a little bit, some days I can't walk any. I walk with a cane. This medical alert is on my neck for a reason, because I can fall. You know how many falls I've been having? But thank God I haven't hit my head yet. You know, but it was just wrong for them to do what they done, man. You know what I mean? Because of what hearsay or what, you know, they done. They should have known. So what about her getting reimbursed for the hours that they took from her? Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm here listening.
What about the hours they have to reimburse her about?
What about the hours for? I'm sorry.
Okay, the hours. Okay. So I want to see if they want to take this job back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I recommend you to speak with them. But yeah. It was a good time to speak with you, sir.
I'm saying it again. Say it again.
Yeah, it was nice to listen and speak with you. But yes, we really need you to speak with them and solve this out so we can resume services as soon as possible. Yeah. Or whatever decision you take with them. But, yeah.
Right, so they could be reinstated.
Today. Okay.
So they could be reinstated, you mean, right?
Exactly. But speak with them and say what is going on.
Okay.
So, yes,
I might not be
so
back.
Much.
You're welcome. Listen, thank you too, man. Thank you too. And I want to say one more thing. I want to sum it up. It's a shame what this president is doing, deportating people. He deported a lot of my Spanish friends, man. People who are good people, man. They're not around here no more. It's a shame. You know, and I'm praying right now. Right, and I'm praying right now they're okay in the countries they wanted to be liberated from. But look what's going on through Iran right now and Israel, right, and the United States. This is not supposed to be happening. This is not supposed to be happening, man. They got other ways to find resolution to things, man, instead of killing people and children, man. This president, too, he's criminal. They bombing up this country for no reason. This is Lent. This is Ramadan. These months are the month of Easter and fasting and prayer. You see, everything's written that's going on, and they're still going against God. He's running through me right now, his spirit, as I speak. I'm speaking the truth of his word. And everyone has to understand it. Everyone has the opportunity to get it. My children, too, I teach them that. You see, God is showing everybody everything. And people go against what he showed. You see? It's still hunger today, right in my neighborhood, man. You see, we don't gotta look across the world. It's right here on my block, in my city. Poverty, hunger, homeless people. It's right here. Okay, we gotta understand that. But everyone see what's going on. So if people are not part of the solution, they're part of the problem. You see? And I live in a poor part of Chester, Delaware County, the city. And no funds in the city. The economic is zero in Chester. But what I'm saying is going on everywhere. And it's going to get worse if people don't get out and demonstrate peacefully and make this country understand that we deserve, you know, more than what this country is giving the people of this country. This president is criminal. And he get on national TV, he stand in front of the camera like they doing what's right, and he's criminal, man. He's criminal, plain and simple.
I got you, sir.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to record tonight. You're welcome. Give me your name again.
It's Orangel, Orangel.
Can you text your information to me? Text your information. Can you text your information?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Text your information to me. Can you do it right away so I know I can record it as soon as you do it right now? I'll do it and wait for your text to go through, and then I'll speak to you.
I'm going to do it right now. No worries.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good day, sir.
So it's a good day. Now, once again, Mr. Jose, I don't need to call him and speak to him. Is that correct?
Right now, you need to speak is with the insurance.
Just the service coordinator, is that correct?
Yeah, Jose
right?
is waiting for the confirmation from them so we can resume services. But yes.
Okay. So it would be you for right now. I mean, so you're in place now, is that correct?
No, I'm his supervisor. He's still in place. I was following up myself because I wanted to know what was happening.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so you're his supervisor. And I,
exactly.
Okay, well, so I guess just because everything I explained to you, I explained to him.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know. One more thing about the insurance.
Well, sir, the thing is that I need to also follow up with some patients. But, yes, I'm already aware of the situation. So I'm telling you, we need you to speak with your insurance, and the insurance can get back to us as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. So she's reinstated as of now. Is that correct? But you want to see what she want to do. Is that correct?
No. We need you to speak with the service coordinator with insurance, so they can let us know if your stepdaughter can continue working or if we need you to find someone else, or you find someone else. Okay.
So I'll speak to the service coordinator first. Is that correct?
All right. Exactly.
Thank you. You send the information to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye.